USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Barusa reporting. Hurricane Ian has been downgraded to a tropical storm, moving at 8 miles an hour. Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister says his deputies are getting out and assessing the damage, and cut teams are using chainsaws to clear roadways of fallen trees.
One of our residents got a little overly anxious, wanted to start his cleanup early, and the tree that he was trying to clean up around actually fell on him. So they went out, cut the tree off of him, rushed him to the hospital, and he'll make a full recovery.
Tampa is part of Hillsborough County, which was originally supposed to take a direct hit. April had to leave her house in Kissimmee, Florida, through a window because the water was so high. She says she hopes her cats will be okay. She says that she put them in a safe place before she left.
Try to stay as high as we could, but you just get to a point where you can't go anymore. You have to, like, either swim or drown.
President Joe Biden made a gaffe while taking attendance.
During the White House conference on hunger, nutrition, and health, President Joe Biden seemingly asked if the late Representative Jackie Walorski was in attendance.
And I want to thank all of you here, including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Jackie. Are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here.
Walorski, who died in a car accident in August, was a key advocate in promoting the administration's push to end hunger in the U.S. by 2030. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Vice President Kamala Harris capped off a four-day trip to Asia by visiting the demilitarized zone dividing North and South Korea. Harris emphasized the U.S. commitment to defending its Asian allies on the heels of another round of missile testing by North Korea.
The commitment of the United States to the defense of the Republic of Korea is ironclad.
North Korea has conducted a record number of missile tests this year. This is USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.
Officials along the west coast of Florida are just now beginning to assess the damage from Hurricane Ian. In Lee County, where Ian made landfall, officials there are answering as many emergency calls as they possibly can, but also admit that they can't get to every area. Lee County Sheriff Carmine Marcino says details are still spotty, but he tells us that he anticipates many casualties from this storm. Ian came on shore in the Fort Myers, Florida area as a Category 4 storm. It brought rain, heavy winds, life-threatening storm surge, and flooding to much of that area. With Louisiana's midterm elections just weeks away, Republican congressional candidate Holden Hoggett released a political ad Wednesday attacking three-term GOP U.S. Representative Clay Higgins, calling him a fraud. The 48-second video mocks Higgins' attention-grabbing Crime Stoppers videos in which the former sheriff's deputy urges criminals of the state's Acadiana region to turn themselves in. The ad goes on to strike at Higgins' voting record while in office, accusing him of abandoning hurricane victims following a series of storms that hit southwest Louisiana 2 years ago. Higgins, known as the Cajun John Wayne, promised in a Facebook post in 2020 that he would drop armed protesters where they stand. "We have a congressman we're ashamed of right now," Hoggatt said in a press release. The showdown comes in November on the 8th. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that, because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.